We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, and we're going to be talking about an annual blood drive that's been going on here for this is the 10th year coming up, and it's the Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive. It's happening next Thursday, the 21st, and Friday, November 22nd, St. Thomas More Church on Kimball Avenue. We've got three guests in studio. We have Christy Ingalls from the Red Cross joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us on.
And we also have Kevin's parents, Maxine and Ray Coffey. Thanks for being here,
guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know you guys traditionally come out here, and we talk about this annual blood drive because it is such an important event that it was, as I remember speaking to you guys last year, very important to Kevin.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. He gave his first pint of blood at Manhattan High when he was not yet a senior, and he was 17. And one of his friends was on student council and said, "Kevin, we need people to sign up for the blood drive." And he came home with this bandage. I said, "What's that?" And he says, "I gave blood." And I said, "You didn't have to ask our permission?" He goes, "No, I'm 17." So that was his first blood drive. Found out he was O negative, which is a very important blood. It's the universal blood type, and he continued to give blood in Manhattan and also at Temple University in Philadelphia, where he was going to school for international business.
All right, yeah, and as mentioned, his story. This has really helped keep the legacy of Kevin alive all these years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's called Keep the Drive Alive. That was the name that we started with. And with Kevin being such a committed blood donor and especially wanting to bring in more first-time donors who then hopefully become every-time donors when possible, we started that to just do something that we thought he would have done and to carry on his memory, but also to be a life-saving force. There's such a great need for blood, especially as we go into the holiday season. And that's why we do it at this time of year.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about how we mentioned this is the 10th annual event here, how it's grown over that time period.
It really has grown. We have been told that it's been, last couple of years at least, that it's been the largest two-day blood drive in Kansas. So we certainly want to carry on that result. And we have plenty of slots for people to sign up and donate blood. We also have walk-ins are accepted, and there's some procedures in place that the Red Cross has done in the last couple of years that really speed up the time that you spend at the blood drive and allow you to come in and give and then go back to your day.
All right. And if you've never given blood before, I'll help you through it. I'll hold your hand. I'll make it as painless as possible. It's not painful at all.
Right.
Ray had actually been told because he was military that he was unable to donate. And I believe 2 years ago at Kevin's blood drive, we did a little research about his travel and the time that he spent overseas and found out that he actually was eligible. So that's a ray of sunshine, I think, for those people who, you know, have always thought that they couldn't donate. It was important to Ray to be involved, obviously. And so now he gets to not only be at the blood drive and be that shining smile for everyone as they come in, he also gets to be a lifesaver as well. So it's always important to check into your eligibility. You can call our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. And we can give you information about if you're eligible as well. So just because, you know, you might have been deferred in the past, that doesn't mean that you couldn't still give now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, one pint of blood saves up to
three lives. That's right. So when you donate blood, you're going to give one pint of blood, which is about the equivalent of a bottle of water. That sounds like a lot, but there are 10 to 12 of those in your body, so it's not going to hurt you to give up that one single pint. And we can separate that blood into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma. So your red blood cells would go to one hospital patient, your platelets to a second, and your plasma to a third. So you really are making a huge impact when you donate.
All right. We talked a moment ago here. 75 openings next Thursday?
75 openings on Thursday and 102 on Friday. So a lot of openings. We actually have quite a few drives in Manhattan in the area this month. We're getting ready for the holidays. This drive always falls right around Thanksgiving. And so this is kind of where we start to see that decline in donations. We see people, you know, for holidays, for travel, and then also just illness starts coming in. So a lot of our regular donors that we depend on throughout the year can't come in because of, you know, other events or sickness. And so this is a time where we really reach out to those people. Kevin's friends, the coffee's friends, they come in and help out. And then just people in the community see that this is kind of a special event and they step up to the plate. Ray and Maxine are very generous and they have some donations that they've got for us. We have Suburban Propane is giving away $5 Amazon e-gift cards to everyone who comes in to donate. And then Maxine and Ray, if you want to share what you've got going on.
What we've done for the last several years, every year we have given out an item that is in memory of Kevin, but it's also, of course, promotion of blood donation. And the last several years we have done a T-shirt custom design for this drive, and it's designed by Lauren Harms, a Manhattan High graduate who's now living in New York City.
And it friend of Kevin's.
Mm-hmm. And it reflects the just the progress of the drive. With these drives to date, more than 3,000 pints of blood have been donated, 3,010 pints. And there's actually been a couple of drives since then. We just returned from Philadelphia where we had, we do the same drive at Philadelphia at Temple University. It's a smaller drive on campus, but that was last Friday. So now we're going into the one here in Manhattan.
That is such good dedication, and I that's very inspiring to hear that you guys do that here in Manhattan, and then you go to Philadelphia and do the same thing. Why do that?
Well, we're inspired by the people we work with, the students, the campus, the Red Cross in Philadelphia, the Red Cross in Manhattan, and then Manhattan is just fantastic, the Manhattan area, about supporting causes that really make a difference. And this is one of those.
I would add that when Kevin was at Temple, he was in the honors program and studying international business, and he made some great friends. And when he died, we had never met any of the friends. Paul Heyer, one of Kevin's friends, called me and said, "Was that Kevin that died in the bus accident?" We said, "It was." And they went back to Temple University and said, "We want to be in Manhattan, Kansas for Kevin's funeral." And Temple University rented a bus with two drivers, and they drove overnight and brought him to Manhattan, and they were here for his funeral. So that's also why we go to Philadelphia, is, you know, because of it. It really is
it's kind of like family.
Yeah.
And almost half of the donors at the Temple Blood Drive, for example, were first-time donors. So that was kind of our thought going into this. You know, you want to keep the memory of your son alive, and you want to do it in a way that helps other people. And with him being so young, we thought a good thing would be to get more first-time donors, however that's possible, again, so that we can see those as future donors.
Yeah. And some folks still come back to Manhattan for this, don't they?
Well, we had about to Manhattan. In fact, we may have the friend that Ray just mentioned planning to come down from Minneapolis for the drive. Last year, we had a friend from Philadelphia, a friend of Kevin's, who came out kind of at the last minute. And when we go to Temple University, there's still about 10 students. They're now not students anymore. They're 28, 29 years old, but they come back for the drive and to connect with the campus and us with them.
Oh, it's a great way to connect everybody back to a great memory here of Kevin. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got much more to get to here. The blood drive coming up next week. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus.